The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, new toilet facilities in St Anne's Park in Raheny County, Dublin, were recently installed following a very long-running campaign. However, just a week after being unveiled, they were set alight. And join me to discuss this is Dublin Bay North TD, Barry Hinahan. You're very welcome to the programme. And there really was, Barry, from the time you were a councillor to now being a TD, a long campaign to have these two toilets installed in that park. People, local people, really wanted it.
Yeah, well, Ciara, thanks very much for having me on. Since it happened on Saturday night, I've just been getting emails, texts, messages from local constituents, people who are in the campaign with Clontarf FC. We have so many clubs in the park. We have Clontarf GA, Raheny GA, Raheny United and Scully Connell, all these clubs coming into the park. And at the moment in St. Anne's, the biggest park on the north side of Dublin, we were begging for toilets. We finally got them in and burned 6 days later. It's unbelievably frustrating. It's an attack on the community. And people on the north side are really peed off with this. And I'm 100% with them. And the Gardaí and everyone is looking for, if anyone has CCTV footage on Saturday night on Mount Prospect, Sibyl Hill, anywhere in the north side, it wasn't a singled out attack. There was also attacks on a bus stop and on a local community centre. These vandals can't get away with it. And it's really about time that people look about where they're teenage kids are and what they're doing at night time. I think it's really, really, this was just the straw that broke the camel's back. You know, it's ridiculous, you know.
How long have local people been seeking these toilets? How long have they been lobbying councillors and local government for these?
Years and years, way before I was in. And once I was in, knocking on all the doors across North Dublin, this was one of the main things that people were looking for. It's a bare thing. And also on the seafront there in Clontarf, we're also looking for public toilets. You leave Clontarf Dart Station, you're going down to Dollymount Beach. It's a 55-minute walk to the closest public toilet. Anyone with a disability, who's elderly, who's looking, has their kids out, there's no public toilets available. My granny is from the area. When she was growing up, there was toilets in Fairview, there was toilets all around the place, and there was toilets on the bottom of Vernon Avenue. They're all been shut down. Now, I can understand there's huge pressure on the council. They finally did give in, and in fairness, the toilets that they put in, they've been done by Fingal County Council, the same crowd. They're unbelievable standard. They're in other areas that haven't been attacked. And the fact that
they were eco-toilets, what does that mean?
Eco-toilets. So the benefit of them is they don't have to be connected to the water main. So there's a lot less construction work and they can be put in more remote areas. Now, the thing is, the crowd that's doing them, everything's on public tender. They're really the best crowd at doing them. And there's a reason they're doing it across Dublin. They've done stuff for other county councils across Ireland. I was speaking to them the day after I was down there on the site on Sunday morning. I sent them photos and they said that they could be rectified. We were down there with local councillors today and they said that hopefully now we can come together, they can rectify what is there, we could possibly look at moving them, relocating them, installing some security features, a fence, CCTV, you know, on building sites when they have those motion sensors with warnings. It's beyond belief. And the thing is, and I said it already in when I was interviewed, I was up there on Sunday morning and a young girl who plays for one of the clubs, they know who they are, they came up with their parents and they were devastated. They hadn't even got into them yet.
There's lots of people up there using that park, whether it's for exercising, whether it's going out to walk their dog, whether they're taking young children to a playground. We've all been caught in that situation. You get to the playground and suddenly your 2-year-old says, I need to go to the bathroom, and you're really stuck. But there's lots of clubs up there who are bringing people up to train and they don't have facilities either. So it was being used for people to go to the bathroom, but also just to change into their gear.
100%. And the emails that we've been getting, the messages into my office, are from local clubs as well, who come from the south side, who come from all across Dublin. Like the volunteers, the parents who could come out on a Saturday morning, the least that we should be doing as a council and as a government is supplying them with changing and toilet facilities. And now that we eventually did do that, for them to be attacked, ruined, and within 6 days is just heart crushing. All local clubs have put out statements. Clontarf GA put one up last night and how what they want for the park. They want pitches to be drained. They want changing facilities, more toilets. Clontarf FC as well put out a statement. This was on the Clontarf side of the park, but also talking to clubs on the Raheny side, we had looked at trying to get toilets on that side as well. As you said as well, it's not just for clubs. This is for people who are bringing young babies, people who have disabilities in the park and can't get to the other side. At the moment, there's toilets at the Red Stables, but there's huge pressure on those toilets and they're not eco-toilets, not easy as maintainable. So we're trying to get a solution. All the councils will come together and please God, this isn't the end of it.
Tell me about what we know of what happened on Saturday nights.
It was Saturday night around 10:30. I got a photo sent to me that was sent into one of the local Facebook group chats by a man called Peter Mulligan, and fair play, I was talking to him today. He, when he was on, rang the Dublin Fire Brigade, and I have to take my hats off to the Dublin Fire Brigade. Absolutely down within minutes, and straight away they rectified and tried to get to prevent as much damage that had been done. But I was down there, you've seen the photos. It's
describe the level of damage.
It's
Barry.
Completely like this was not a firework that went off. This was a deliberate, I don't know how they did it. Like these things, now people have been saying they should have been more robust and stuff, but these have been all around the place. Now going forward, definitely, if we're using these toilets in the park, they need to be monitored. But also, there comes in the argument with park rangers. There's been attacks recently in Fairview Park. There's been attacks previously in St. Dan's. When you go to other countries, they have a park ranger system going around at night time, just making people more secure, especially with these nights getting darker. People shouldn't be afraid of going out to the local park. It's really important to be able to exercise. And for these vandals to just come out and to attack, it's heartbreaking for the community.
I'm just looking at all of the texts that are coming in here. Disgraceful that people would do that. You've no respect for your community, says K in Dublin 1. We need constant security in place, says another texter. Physical guards, it's the only way to feel safe. CCTV, says another texter. Installing that in our parks throughout the country is not expensive. It's not onerous. It should be everywhere, and it would discourage antisocial behaviour. We have the means and the funds. Can we just do it?
When I was on the council, there was a huge issue with CCTV, and we're trying to get that rectified. Like, I would love there to be CCTV at clothes banks and at bottle banks, because people are constantly coming in with their car, full reg there, and just dumping. That's another thing that we can easily tackle with CCTV. For example, on Dollymount Beach, there's one.
We've had difficulties with that before, though, for GDPR reasons.
Exactly, that's the issue. So we're trying to get around that. I'll continue to push for better legislation that we can bring it in. I don't think it's acceptable for us to stand back with GDPR. This isn't a one-time thing. We're on the north side, we've been neglected for too long, and it's something that I've always said. Eventually, we finally got the funding aside, we got it in, and we were trying to give back to the north side clubs, and now they're just being thrown out. Also, it's not just here. I'm looking at trying to get toilets up in Kilmore, up in Coolock, up in Darndale, and if this is the what has happened after 6 days, it's just going to deter the council. So I think...
I'm going to put that point to you, because I have another texter here. Phoenix Park is in Dublin 8, also on the north side, and the biggest park in the whole city. We need toilets there too. Does it deter councils from putting these facilities in?
Apologies, when I said on the north side, I meant in my constituency. I know Phoenix Park is bigger. That's the thing that we really need to go again in and look at. We were down there today with all of the local councillors, and we're heartbroken. This is, since I was a councillor in Dublin City Council, this has been something that is just, it's the bare minimum. And especially with the recent rise in local property tax, people are wondering, where is their tax going? Finally, we got something for it. And now it's just been burnt after 6 days. And rightfully so. People are really peed off by this. And I'm with them, and I'll keep fighting for them until we get the proper amenities that the north side deserves.
Well, another text has come in. Cameras are not the answer. You can't monitor people Big Brother style. No way.
Okay, well, what do you expect? Like, this is just something that could deter people. And, you know, the cameras, a fence. There's other areas across Ireland where there's been a metal fence that are locked up at night time. We'll look into something like that. The thing is, though, this isn't the end of it. I think I won't stop until the north side has the amenities, the basic amenities for clubs, for people with disabilities in the park. The park should not just be for the people who can run and go home. It should be for everyone on the north side. So,
but what are the consequences if the individuals behind this are caught?
Well, if it was my way, we don't know who it was, and I'm not going to comment on an ongoing investigation. But if I had my way, I'd love, if this was, say it was a group of teenagers like it is expected, I'd love their parents to have to pay for it, or the teenagers themselves to come out and start doing community service for what they're after doing. There's a lot of stuff that we should look at, but a huge thing that we do see with antisocial behaviour is there's not a lot for people in these situations to do alternatively than look for antisocial behaviour. We're trying to look at bringing in other support networks, and that's something that I will always vouch for.
But you also mentioned parents at the beginning of this interview, and you made an appeal to parents.
Well, an appeal to parents, look at what your teenagers are doing on the weekends. They're like, these people are coming out. It's not just a small thing like, I don't know, doing something silly like a knick-knack. This is burning thousands of euro of taxpayers' money that people have worked hard for, that councillors have worked since they've been elected to get. And eventually we saw it. The young people who deserve, especially, you know yourself, we have a huge decline of young people, particularly young girls, when they get to the teenage years. too into sport. And then when there is something that can make it more comfortable for them to play sport, it's destroyed. It's really, really heartbreaking.
Another texter from Joe. This is just an issue across society now. People don't care and everything is just disposable, including public facilities. I think it's actually a wider issue around how we actually parent and our policing of our youth these days. And again, we're not going to say it is young people because we don't know. It is an ongoing investigation. Yeah. But that's the assumption that people are making.
Well, because there was three other incidents that night and some people had seen a group of young people out, it's something that I think we need harsher legislation on. Particularly, we see a lot of young people at the moment. That's something that I get a lot of emails about, is these young people flying on scooters, coming around with nothing to hold them down. They're modified. People are nearly being hit. I was up with my niece in the park the other day and a group of eight lads came down on e-scooters, nearly hitting us. That needs to be regulated. In other countries it is, and it's something that I'll keep pushing for.
All right, Barry Hannon, thank you so much for coming in and speaking to us on The Hard Shoulder this evening.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.